was always going to be a difficult night for you, Gary, but you've gift-wrapped a couple of them goals, haven't you?
All four, which is all four, you know. All four. Just watched them back. Christmas has come early for them, hasn't it? I think you need a bit of luck, certainly in this game. And I think the timing of the game when it got called off, we were in good health. And I think it got called off for Corey Evans, who's obviously playing for Northern Ireland in competitive qualifiers, and same with Charlie Mulgrew. But I think the other reason was the third one was a Canadian sub goalie, so in a friendly. So you need a bit of luck, and they certainly had it again tonight with the goals that we gave them.
The first one set the tone, Kelvin Mellor.
Yeah.
Most uncharacteristic.
Yeah, it was, but he's got to be better than that, and he knows it. But what was really good from Kelvin was the response he gave us, and you know, he goes and gets us on level terms with a fantastic ball in from Jay and a wonderful header. And you know, once we got the equaliser, you know, we had chance after chance and clearance and set plays and off the line, and a wonderful save from David Rea, by the way, from Jay Spearing's free kick. You know, that's a big moment in the game. And if that had gone in and we were 2-1 up, but then right in half time, you know, I think, look, listen, they're an experienced team, and they spent a bit of money, haven't they? And I think at times that was what showed the experience and the know-how versus the enthusiasm and a bit naivety, if I'm being brutally honest.
You had to go in at 1-1, having dredged yourselves back, and you just couldn't do it.
Well, like I said to you, I think we should have gone in 2-1 with the chances that we created. Nathan Delfonso, Sean Longstaff, you know, but fair play to them. They were putting their bodies on the line, and, you know, that save from David Rea, and then we go and commit and shoot ourselves in the foot again.
Goals like that at that time must have radically changed what you had to say to him at half-time.
Well, not really, because like I say, after that, I thought in the first half, you know, we could create chances, and we were a threat from our set plays and the delivery, and you know, we played some good football and created some chances, and we were disappointed and that we weren't going into one.
You're still in the game at 2-1.
Yep.
Free kick edge of the box, you've got to defend that better.
Well, Jay, to be fair, has put his hand up. He says, I don't know what I'm doing, trying to bring that on me chest on the edge of the box, and that's just it tonight. I think we've had a go. We've been a bit naive in some of our decisions and some of our play, but you know, I'd be you know, if we come off and we've been cut open, and but we haven't tonight. We've gifted the goals, and that's the frustrating thing.
And we've gone through the catalogue, we might as well finish the job off.
Yeah.
How many times did you have a chance to get that away from
the
ball?
It's poor marking from the set play in the first time, and it's just like you say, we've just gone through it with the players there and saying, look, this can't be we can't be going away from home, two difficult games, and keeping two clean sheets, and then, you know, conceding four at home in the manner that we have. If we walk off a pitch and the team has absolutely hammered us and cut us open, fine, I'll be the first to come on air and hold my hands up. But I don't think they've done that tonight, in all honesty, you know?
Bit of a break now. No game Saturday. Chance to get a few out of Phil Horner's treatment room.
Well, that's it, you know? You look at their bench and they've not been, you know, they've left Corey Evans on the bench, who's playing in World Cup qualifiers, and then you know, I've just looked at our injuries there, and then they sat there, and it's an impressive five-a-side team, the injury team at the moment. But hopefully this break, and we get Clark back, we get Vass back, and Tilty, we should be back for that. And Mark Cullen's making good progress, as is Jim McAllister now. So, but it just shows you, you know, budgets, size of clubs, size of squads, it has an impact. And yeah, as this fixture has come at a wrong time for us in terms of where we were when it was supposed to be played to now in terms of health.
And finally, the habit of conceding poor goals has got to stop, hasn't it?
At home, yes, it certainly has, and we've just had that.